This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. This winter is relentless. Another snowstorm is on the way. Later today, snow will develop. It looks like Cape Cod and Cape Ann are going to get the brunt of it. Joining us now on the line is WBUR meteorologist David Epstein. David, good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
So our new friend, a coastal storm, is moving into the region. What can you tell us about that?
That's right. We have a very strong and rapidly developing storm system that will basically kind of bomb out. We meteorologists use a term called bombogenesis. It's a big word. It basically means a storm that becomes real intense, real fast. And as that happens, it's going to throw a snow shield into the area later this afternoon and especially this evening. I'm recommending that folks stay off the roads, especially from Gloucester down through Boston, Brockton, Plymouth, Hyannis, during the evening hours, because the snow will be coming down at rates of 1 to 2 inches an hour right along the coastline.
Whoa. Okay, so break it down for us. Who gets how much, when, where, all that fun?
The snow will begin to break out this afternoon between about 2 and 4 o'clock and then become heavy fairly quickly thereafter. So during the evening after dark, I do expect the heavy snow. The heaviest snow is going to run from, again, Cape Ann down through Boston and the South Shore. Let me give you some specifics. So around Nashua, New Hampshire, up across the border, north of Leominster, 1 to 3 inches. As you get towards the 495 belt, out towards 128, the Newtons, Medford, look for 3 to 6 inches of snow. Heading southeast towards Boston, 5 to 9. And then as you move further south and east, 10 to 14, around Pembroke, Duxbury, places like Plymouth. Over Cape Cod and the islands, it's a little bit trickier because the precipitation is going to start as rain. So they'll lose a little bit of the potential snow at the beginning. So places like Barnstable, Dennis, Chatham, and Orleans, 6 to 10 inches, with 4 to 8 over Martha's Vineyard and 3 to 6 down towards Nantucket. If the snow begins there a little bit earlier, those amounts will be a little bit higher. If the rain lasts a little bit longer, the amounts would be a little bit lower. So Cape Cod, you've got a heavier, wetter snow to contend with. It's also going to start as a mix or start as rain.
It's interesting that the Cape sounds like it will be getting a little bit less in accumulation, although that's an area covered by the blizzard warning issued by the National Weather Service. Blizzards aren't necessarily about massive snowfall. They're more about wind and visibility.
Exactly. So a blizzard is defined as 3 hours or longer, with visibility of a quarter mile or less, and the winds have to be over 35 miles an hour. So that can happen in places like Nantucket. They can end up with 6 inches of snow, whereas you can have a non-blizzard situation and get 14 inches of snow because the visibility is not as bad, or more likely, it's the winds that won't be as strong as you get west of the coastline. So that blizzard warning runs all around the Horn of the Cape, up through Mashpee, Sandwich, up to Duxbury. It excludes the immediate Boston area, then picks up again over the North Shore and runs out through Cape Ann.
So I noticed the National Weather Service had some information that said it's somewhat rare to have two anomalous storms in a short time frame, such as we've been having. Can you elaborate on that for us?
Right. So we have, you know, if you look at all the storms across the spectrum, they basically have pressure levels, which indicate how strong a storm is. So we go to something like Hurricane Sandy way back a year and a half ago at this point. That was a very highly anomalous storm. So the pressure was very, very low. The storm on Thursday and the storm tonight both will have low pressure, nothing like Sandy, but they'll have low pressure that is much lower than is typical. So it doesn't mean it hasn't happened before. As a matter of fact, you go back to 1717, and there were actually four storms. Two were minor and two were major between February 27th and March 7th, and they ended up with nearly 5 feet of snow in parts of New Hampshire and Maine, and a lot of snow down in parts of Massachusetts. And, you know, you can find historical accounts of situations where we have these back-to-back storms like this. But this is certainly, while not unprecedented, it's unusual.
All right. Well, we will see what comes our way. Thank you, David.
Sharon, you're welcome.
WBUR meteorologist David Epstein. For weather updates, stay with 90.9 WBUR and WBUR.org.